African Americans are disproportionately affected by AIDS. They represent more than half of the new HIV cases in the United States. Today, the Kaiser Family Foundation releases a survey showing a way to increase understanding about AIDS in the black community, targeting African Americans through sitcoms and TV dramas. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Since 1998, the Kaiser Foundation has been working with BET, CBS, and UPN to get HIV messages integrated into programs that have large audiences in the black community. Kaiser provides the facts, the public health expertise, and introduces producers and writers in Hollywood to AIDS experts like the former Surgeon General Dr. David Satcher, and to people who every day deal with the consequence of what they didn't know about AIDS. Maura Brock Akil is the creator and executive producer of Girlfriends.
Two women came and shared their story with the writers and the cast so that we can connect to them emotionally and help tell their story. And that was a very moving experience to carry the weight and the responsibility of that story and make it real.
A series of episodes dealt with how the girlfriends came to terms with a college friend who tells them that she is HIV positive.
Some soup, we have juice, and would you like some NyQuil?
Lynn, I have AIDS. I need a cure, not some stuffy head fever so I can rest medicine.
I'm sorry. Just felt like I should do something.
I found this heating pad in the back. Okay, you guys, enough.
You can't just drop drama like a life-threatening disease and expect us not to react. We're all about drama, and it must have its moment.
The real drama, Brock Akil says, is that AIDS is the leading cause of death among young women in the African-American community.
A lot of the African-American women who are contracting the disease, they were not in the risk category. They were in monogamous relationships. They didn't use drugs. They didn't have wild, you know, party life. They didn't fit the description. So the question was, well, why are these women contracting the disease? What was found was that there were a lot of men who couldn't be honest with their sexuality and were living these double lives.
Do you know how Brian got it?
From another man?
Oh, my God. He couldn't use a condom?
No, because if he put a condom in his pocket, then he'd be admitting to himself that he was going out to have sex with men. And that would make him gay, which, according to him, he's not.
The high rate of AIDS among African-American women also came as something of a surprise for Vice President Dick Cheney and Senator John Edwards in their recent debate. The Kaiser survey shows that 75% of nearly 3,000 African-Americans had seen at least one of the full-length shows that dealt with AIDS. Vicki Rideout, who conducted the survey for Kaiser, says they not only watched but took a cue from the shows.
They're indicating that shows like this and the other shows that BET or Viacom have aired on these subjects have been very successful in making people think, in getting people talking to one another, in talking to their partners about safer sex, raising these difficult issues, in going to see healthcare providers, and in getting tested. And that's all incredibly important if we're going to continue to address the epidemic, the crisis of HIV in the African American community.
Rideout says BET and Viacom are committed to continuing this campaign. And that's important, she says, because if the campaign is not sustained, if the message comes and goes, it won't be as effective. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.